Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But it's similar how people get entrenched in their viewpoints.
And I'll just say this, like, I can't speak for everyone. I know for myself. Yes, they play two separate positions. That is Pajemski and Kuminga.
Correct.
Right? I think where the frustration lies is that even though Pajemski does so many good things on the floor, he also makes mistakes. You and I were looking at the film yesterday, and I just showed you a handful of things that bug me as a coach. And every coach has different things that bug them. But Pajemski's allowed to play through the mistakes. And so he's able to contribute more. And the equivalent frustration, I guess, would be this. When Kuminga does something wrong, this is the feeling, is that when Kuminga doesn't do something, he looks over his shoulder, and who's checking in at the scorer's table? Oh, here comes Anthony Lamb. Or Jeremy Lamb, or whatever his name was.
It was Anthony Lamb.
When Kuminga makes a mistake, he looks over his shoulder. Oh, here comes Gee Santos. Now, I showed you the first, 4 minutes of Pajemski coming into the game the other day. It would be the equivalent of him coming flying out, running up on a point guard who blows right by him, which destroys the integrity of the rest of the defense, and now it becomes 4-on-5. And everyone else is in scramble mode because he's over-pursuing someone at the top of the key who is a non-threat with the ball 50 feet away from the hoop. And then Pajemski would look over his shoulder, and in comes Pat Spencer. Notice how that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's an inconsistency in these situations. And I do believe...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are some guys that get the benefit of the doubt of hustler guy. And obviously, Pajemski is a hustler guy. He is. I think that, though, we have mislabeled, taking a charge doesn't mean you're a great defender. He is good at taking charges. I don't think he's a good defender. He doesn't move his feet laterally. He really can't guard bigger players, which is not his fault. I think he's a backup point guard. But in the role that he's been thrust into, he's guarding sometimes twos and sometimes bigger ones who are ball handlers. I think he gets way too tight on those guys, too far away from the hoop, and then gets blown by because of the slow lateral quickness. And then it ruins the integrity. But when you play heavy minutes alongside two, not just one, two of the generationally great help defenders in Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, it does mask some of your defensive, correct, you know, inefficiencies. So, yeah, dude, he's a really good rebounder. There's a lot of long rebounds. He does hustle after, and he gets credit for that. And he does want to dive on the floor. Like, dude, no doubt about it. But don't take hustler guy as great defender guy. Those are two separate skills. And I just think at times, I think the Kuminga crowd has felt that every mistake, and I would feel this way, every mistake that Kuminga makes is highlighted, and then he's looking over his shoulder, and in comes Gui Santos, in comes Anthony Lamb. I'm just using examples. Whereas Potts smokes a wide-open bunny, you don't see Pat Spencer checking into the game.
Yeah.
You don't see Brad Wanamaker getting up, even though he wasn't on the team during Pajemski's time. So I think it is a little different. And if you can't see the nuance in it, I get it. That's how I think I view it at times. I like Pods. I think he's a really good player. But I do believe that both players, unfortunately, are a lightning rod for, I think, frustrations overall of the coach and the organization. And it does suck that we pit them against each other. I'm a Warrior fan. I don't want to see them pit against each other.
Both players are extremely flawed. It's okay to say that.
Yeah, and they both bring things to the table.
Correct.
I would say right now, Paz probably brings a little more to the table.
A little more than what Steve Kerr is asking from him right now, from the team, for the team in general. And I think a little bit about what Paz does, Steve Kerr wants to see in Kuminga, and maybe vice versa, too. Like, you can't tell me that Anthony Edwards would rather see, you know, Jonathan Kuminga defending him than a Prana Pajemski. He's like, oh, Pajemski, yeah, please. Get on me. We saw him in the playoffs, Joe. You can't hide in the playoffs. These guys will attack you. There's a reason. You know, players like Josh Giddey, when he was on the Oklahoma City Thunder, got played off because they looked at him as food defensively at times, and he didn't have a place because he couldn't shoot the ball. Pajemski, and he, listen, this is what I also want to say and stress. These guys are still, and I get why we do this, because there's a finite window with the old guys on the team, but Pods and Kuminga are still so young in their development,
sure,
in the league.
Sure.
I know they've been around a while, but they are still young in their development. You have got to take the good with the bad at times, but we've become so impatient because of this window with the big three. And any mistake, and more so for Kuminga, I agree with you, is going to be heightened times 1,000. And the fact that everyone's on their Twitter fingers real quick, everyone's on social media. Do you see that? Yeah, we see everything.
Well, and also, if you've played basketball at any level, it is easier to be a contributor when the ball's in your hand a little more, as opposed to being an off-ball player.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think this is a knock on either side. It's just like, I think it's an easier transition if you're a ball handler to get a feel for the flow of the game and get touches and be able to contribute in a way that will fill up the box score and will also look aesthetically pleasing. It's a lot more difficult to understand how to set a screen, you know, and how to move without the ball and how to fill the appropriate space. And sometimes you roll to the basket and the defense honors you and someone else pops open for a wide open three. They get credit for the three. Someone else gets credit for the assist, but you don't get credit for the roll.
So we're talking about the comparing and contrasting styles of how we talk about certain players, and in this case particularly, Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga. This is what we're reacting to, what Shasky's feeling so damn passionate about this morning, and I agree with them. This is what Willard and Dibbs had to say in their discussion yesterday their show about one Brandon Pajemski defensively.
What if I said this? Boy, what a weird thing for somebody to be like, dude, your best skill set is taking charges. Hey, when did the dirty work guy become someone you don't like? Kevon Looney made a career in this town out of being Johnny Dirty Work.
Yeah, and that was more of a backhanded compliment toward Pajemski.
Yeah, like, if you are, how tall is he? What is he, 6'4"?
6'5", yeah.
Okay, and you're getting a lot of rebounds and you're taking charges and you're the floppy headed guy who doesn't look like he belongs, like you don't fit the picture of an NBA player, isn't that the guy that fans usually gravitate to?
Again, like, yeah, I think people do gravitate toward that. But I just, for me, taking a charge doesn't make you a great defender. It doesn't. Like, these are different skill sets. Taking a charge is, he is good at that. And I have a whole separate beef with block charges. And, you know, once a player picks up his dribble and is attacking the hoop, I just find it really difficult when a guy slides underneath you. Pods has perfected that. I mean, almost in the way Harden has perfected the sweep through. But he's not a great defender. Like, I would love to sit down and watch film with someone like I've done with you in the mornings where I'm right. Like, just what? Like, great defense isn't just about being an on-ball defender or getting a charge or getting a rebound. Those are aspects that make you a solid all-around defender. But there's much more that goes into it. Like, for example, Kamara, the kid for the Blazers. Nobody's going to say, oh, he's a hustle guy. Look how many charges he's taking. That guy is an elite defender.
He also had 31 elite charges last year. He had 31. He had led the league in charges drawn last year.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kamara's ridiculous. And I don't need to explain how great he is defensively because of charges. It's kind of funny because
I'm glad that you brought up Kamara and Tumani Kamara. For those of you who don't know, you saw him on the Portland Trailblazers. Not exactly a household name, but when you watched, if you watched the game the other day, the preseason game, the guy flashes. Yeah, the size, the youth, the athleticism. But if you're just going to go to the charges drawn totals, like just the totals last year, it's not exactly a great list of like great defenders.
It's kind of like when I hear people. I'm the best pitch framer in the game. It's like, dude, when we talk about the all-time greats, pitch framing, I'm talking about for catchers, like with Pat Bailey, like we're really searching deep to try to find a stat to support why you think someone's good.
So you had Tumani Kamara, 31 charges.
He's
gone.
Excellent.
Austin Reeves, 22. Not exactly an elite defender, no one would say, by any stretch of the imagination.
But boy, does he get a great whistle.
There you go. Jalen Brunson, undersized. I don't think he's a great defender.
No, he's crummy.
20 charges.
And he's a guy who gets another great whistle.
Brandon Pajemski, tied at 20. And then you got Tim Hardaway Jr. at 18, who I actually don't think is, at this point, a very good defender. Then you got Isaiah Joe, OKC, Draymond Green, Keegan Murray, Cameron Payne, and then Gabe Vincent to round out the top 10.
Well, look, I'll close the book on this conversation. It's just, I think both guys bring things to the table, but to say that just because you're taking charges, you're a great defender. That's like saying, hey, Todd Linden took three wrong routes, dove for a ball, and made a catch. What a great catch. It's like, no, actually, he got a horrible break on that ball and ran in the wrong direction and then had to go backwards and go in the other direction. You know who has a lot of diving catches last year? A lot of them.
Hoomst.
Elliot Ramos. Is he a great defender?
No.
But he's made a lot of diving catches, has he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he gets poor breaks on the ball. Like, there's context with a lot of these things.
It's funny you bring that up, because I always thought about a guy when people would say, and we'll break here in a second, Sammy. Yoenis Cespedes was such an interesting case study on this, because the amount of times he either over-pursued, under-pursued, just messed up at basic fielding, but he had such a cannon of an arm. One of the best I've ever seen. He'd make up for it with a wild play, but it shouldn't have been that close of a play is what I'm getting at, Joe.
Dude, there are so many guys. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was a guy that also, like, he took some funky routes, but his arm, Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
He took some
funky routes, but his arm would make him look unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You know what I'd rather have in right field? Ichiro. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates – Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.